Hi guys, and welcome back to another new toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the new Gen 2 version of the Electrostim Flick. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's episode, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you the Gen 2 version of the Electrostim Flick. If you haven't heard of Electrostim before, they've been making electrostimulators since 2001. Over the years, they've picked up multiple awards for their Electrostim units, so they truly do know their stuff when it comes to e-stim devices. From what I can see online, the first generation of the Flick was released in 2011. As technology has moved on over the years, Electrostim have finally released their Gen 2 version of the Flick, and it's got some great new features. So what's coming up in today's episode? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be showing you what you get when you buy the Electrostim Flick and how to use it. I'm then going to give you a quick demonstration on how to use the Flick on my arm. If that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the second generation version of the Flick, and I'm going to be giving you a comparison between the old and the new. And last but no means least, I'm going to be giving you a review at the end. So there really is lots coming up in today's episode. Let's get into the unboxing. Okay guys, as always, I like to show the outside of the box, and I do this so you can trust that it is discreet packaging when you order from Electrostim. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of the brand. So let's open it up and take a closer look at what they've sent me. As you can see, it is really well packaged. There's no chance of anything moving around inside. This will stop any chance of damage whilst it's being shipped. So with all the packaging out of the way, let's take a look at what's inside. The first thing we got is our Electrostim Flick. This is what we're going to be reviewing in today's video. Next out of the box is our Electrostim pads. I will be showing you how to use these later in the video. The next out is the Electrostim Recoil. This is a brand new attachment, and I'll be making a whole video on this on its own. Next out the box is the Electrostim Conductive Gel. This is a must with most of the attachments. Again, we're going to be covering that in another video. Finally, at the bottom of the box is a product guide. This tells you a little bit more information about all the attachments and devices that Electrostim sell. That's everything they've sent over in the box. Let's take a closer look now at the Electrostim Flick. On the front of the box is a picture of the Electrostim Flick. On the left hand side, it shows you what's inside. On the back, it tells you a little bit more about the history of the Electrostim Flick, as this is the second generation of it. It also tells you all the upgrades that they've made in the second generation of the Flick. Don't worry, I'll go through these later in the video. Finally, on the right hand side, it tells you all those key features in other languages. There are five in total: French, German, Spanish, Dutch and Italian. So let's open it up and see what's inside. The first thing you'll see when you're inside is a box that covers your Electrostim. Underneath that is the base unit. This is a great design as it adds extra protection whilst it's being transported. As you can see, we've got our base unit. Let's open up the top box and show you what else is inside. The first thing you'll find inside is your base unit storage bag. Next out is our attachments and our accessories. Let's open them up, show you what you get and how to connect them to the base unit. The first thing we have is our USB-C charging cable, and this plugs into the base of the Flick. Next up is our connecting cable leads. The red and black pins plug into your attachments. The pin on the other end plugs into the top of the Flick. The next thing we're going to do is attach our stim pads. You get two of these and you can start using them straight out the box. One pad connects to the black pin and the other connects to the red pin. Make sure you have your attachments plugged in before you actually turn on your Flick. Even better if you can have the pads attached. The reason for that is it can trip the base unit, which could cause damage. What I'm going to do now is show you how to turn on and use your Electrostim Flick. To turn on your Electrostim Flick, hold down the power button. To start your Flick, all you need to do is push on the green up button. You'll see the green lights going across the top of the Flick. Once it gets to the highest two levels, the last two lights will turn red. To lower the levels, just push on the red down button. There are 24 intensity levels in total. To access the 10 inbuilt patterns, all you need to do is push on the mode button in the middle. Each time you push the mode button, you change the pattern. To use the Flick feature, hold down the mode button. You'll notice a single blue flashing light. All you need to do now is move your Flick. The more you move it, the more intense it becomes. This mode is perfect for if you was to go out and use it in public. Stick the pads on, attach the Flick to yourself, and your movements will start stimulating you. To use the new tilt feature, all you need to do is push the mode button again whilst you're you're in flick mode, the single blue flashing light will then change to a double blue flashing light. All you need to do now is tilt your flick left and right. If you tilt it down to the right, it will increase in intensity. Down and to the left, and it will lower the intensity. Again, you could use this mode whilst you're out and about, but I think you could do so much more with it, like a balancing game, for example. Let me know in the comments how you would use this feature. To turn off your flick once you're done, all you need to do is hold down the power button. One final thing at the bottom of the box was this pin. This is very important. If you accidentally short your flick, you will need to reset it. This can happen if both of the pins on the lead accidentally touch, or if two attachments touch. The result is your flick may stop working. To reset your flick, all you need to do is take the pin and put it in the small hole located at the bottom. With a bit of pressure, you'll feel the button push. This will reset the flick unit. I haven't actually shorted one before, but I'm guessing it would have to be switched on before you reset it. But there's no harm in pushing it whilst it's switched off and switched on. Now, I'm sure a lot of people would like a demonstration, but as I post this video on other platforms, the best I can do is use the pads on my arm. As we've already got our lead connected to the pads, all we need to do is remove the backing and stick both pads to our skin. Keep the backing safe because you can add them back to the pads once you've finished using them. This will stop them picking up dust and fluff whilst they're not in use, and it also means you don't have to buy them as regularly. As you can see, we're all hooked up. All we got to do now is turn on our flick. We're going to start off on the standard mode and increase the intensity level. I can feel it tingling as soon as it's turned on, but we're going to keep turning up the intensity level, and it's only on level 6 before my finger starts involuntarily moving. We can cycle through the patterns by pushing on the mode button. We're using level 6 as our base for all the patterns. To increase the intensity, all you need to do is push on the green up button whilst you're in the mode. What we're going to do now is go into the flick mode. Again, to do that, hold down the mode button. Now all we need to do is move the flick. The harder we move it, the more intense it becomes. Again, like all other modes, we can increase the base intensity level. This means we don't have to move it as much to feel it. The lower intensity levels will be higher, and so will the maximum. The final mode to show you again is the tilt mode. Again, to access that, all you need to do is push on the mode button again. As you can see, if we twist our flick left and right, we can increase or decrease the intensity level. Again, if we push the up button, we'll increase the base level. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired to buy this, yourself the Electrostim Flick, please do use the link in my profile. So there you have it, guys. That's what you get and how to use the new Gen 2 version of the Electrostim Flick. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more about it. The Flick measures 95mm from top to bottom. It's got a width of 55mm and a height of 15mm. It has a continuous use battery life of up to 6 hours. It takes 3 hours to charge and it weighs in at 300 grams. There are 24 intensity levels on the Flick, and there are 12 lights that indicate which level you're on. Even levels will have a bright light and odd levels will have a half light. The Gen 2 version of the Flick has 10 inbuilt mode patterns. The previous version had 7. Those patterns are continuous wave and pulse, ramp, escalating ramp and escalating pulse, tempo shift, escalating wave, rise and pulse and burst combo. In addition to those modes, it also has the Flick feature and the new tilt feature. The Flick has a single channel output. It's compatible with 2 unipolar attachments or 1 bipolar attachment. So basically what this means for you is one pad on its own is 1 unipolar attachment. As you need to create a circuit, you can use a second attachment. For example, I use one pad and I use the new Electrostim recoil. And by using the recoil, it lets me complete the circuit. The red pin went in one and the black pin went in the other. Some attachments, like the butt plugs, have 2 ports and they need both the black pin and the red pin plugged into them. And yes, the recoil is a new attachment and I'm going to be giving that its own separate video. So make sure to check out the channel and see when it's released. What I'm going to quickly do now is show you around the Flick. At the top, you've got your single channel output. On the base, you've got your USB-C charging port and you've got your reset button. On the face of the toy, you've got your intensity levels that run across the top. Through the middle, you've got your motion indicator, and at the very bottom, you've got your mode indicator. You've got your up and down intensity level buttons. In the middle, you have your mode button. Underneath that is your power button, And in the bottom left-hand side is your charging indicator. Super simple to use and a really clear display. The newest thing you can do on the Gen 2 version of the Flick, which you couldn't do on the old version, is update the firmware yourself. This means if ElectroStim release any new modes or patterns, you can download them onto your Flick. Okay, so I think I've covered all the boring information. Let's get into the review. I have to say, this has been extremely easy to use. When I get a new toy, I record it from opening the box to actually plugging it in and turning it on. And sometimes I do get a bit stuck and have to pause the video and go and look and see how to use it. With the Flick, I didn't need to do that. The face of the toy has got some really nice buttons that are easy to push, and they're quite clear on what they all do. The intensity levels are nice and strong, and they're easy to adjust. I'm actually a little surprised that ElectroStim haven't sort of released an armband or a leg band where you sort of connect the toy to your attachments and you can use it whilst it's in Flick mode. I don't actually know whether you could fashion your own, but ElectroStim, if you're watching, that's what you need to release next. I also really like that it comes with pads when you buy it. Although for the video I did use them on my arm, I also put them on my penis and I put them just behind my balls. And it really did give my junk a workout. Ideally you want to give yourself a trim or a shave before you actually use them. Although you don't have to, the reason for it is because it creates better contact with the skin. And better contact with the skin means you get a better experience. The intensity levels and modes felt really nice. They didn't hurt and they didn't feel overly powered to what was displayed on screen. Cheaper brands do actually feel stronger sometimes when it says it's only on a low setting. And this didn't do that. If you're buying the Flick and you're adding loops or the recoil to your order, then make sure to add some conductive gel. Although I am going to be covering the recoil in another video, I would highly recommend getting conductive gel. In the past, I have raw dog conductive loops before, meaning I haven't used any conductive gel and they've caused hot spots. And for the best part, I ignored it and carried on using them. Now, as you saw in the unboxing, ElectroStim did send me some conductive gel. So I used that with the recoil. First I tried it with and then I tried it without. So trust me when I say you do want to add yourself some conductive gel to your order. And the recoil video will be the next one released. You also saw the Flick comes with its own travel bag or storage bag. And I really do like when brands do this. It costs pennies to make, but it really does look after your toys whilst you're not using them. What is really nice is that ElectroStim use the same pins on all their attachments. These little red and black pins I think work on all of their attachments, albeit some of them have a 90 degree bend. It just makes sense that you can look through the catalogue or the website and not have to guess which pins are going to work with which device you've got. Now when it comes to the tilt feature, I think this is going to be great for couples. I'm sure there's going to be some really imaginative games that are going to be played whilst using it. And it's simple to use whilst you're in the tilt mode. All you need to do is move it up and down on either side. If you tilt the left hand side down, it will lower the intensity levels. If you tilt it to the right, it will increase the intensity levels. And if you can think of other cool ways you can use the tilt mode with a partner, make sure to put them in the comments box so other people can enjoy it as well. Overall, I think the ElectroStim Flick's really good. I enjoyed using it and I'd highly recommend it to other people. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Gen 2 version of the ElectroStim Flick, then there is a link in my profile. This will take you to my website where you'll find a direct link to the ElectroStim site. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and follow button. Until next time, peace out.